Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Damn it, this always happens. I think I'm going to score, and then I never score. It's not fair. I'm sick and tired of this. We're never going to score. It's just not going to happen.
It's been a while since the Houston Astros scored a run. It's been a while. 28 straight innings, to be specific. It's been a while. They've been shut out in four of the last five games. Plus, they had that loss, 14-1 in Boston. And everything I can remember, the Astros used to have Yordan Alvarez, but now they got a bunch of schlubs. What even is a run?
Good God, right? Good God. Between a rain delay, a pitcher's duel in a non-playoff situation featuring a team that hadn't scored in a couple of days, another game of no runs for the Astros, and a game that ended with Caleb Ort literally walking the Tigers off via a walk. He had 3 in 1 inning. At least one was intentional. That was one of the worst experiences I can ever remember watching Astros baseball. I saw an article in The Athletic. It was a pitcher's duel. Well, one of the pitchers was dueling against a little league lineup, at least based off of the past week of baseball. Old Tarik Skubal, who I joke about online not knowing about him, but I mean, yeah, he's probably the best pitcher in the American League. Hunter Brown gives you 6 great innings, and you wish that he had gone 10. This is where we're at because the bullpen has its limitations. And then the offense, I mean, you have the horses. Figure it out. Try to think what the worst moment was from last night's game. 4th inning, the missed call at home plate. Yiner Diaz, safe. Definitely was safe. I watched that replay several times. I don't know what New York saw. And I really was trying to give New York the benefit of the doubt. After all, got it back to blue, right? You got it. It's a tough job. Split-second decisions being made every single day. Money's on the line. And vicariously, life and limb might be on the line. And people are betting with, I don't know, gambling sharks and such. It's legal in some places. It's not legal everywhere. But that was brutal. Jesus Sanchez playing defense. At least that was amusing. He ate poo a couple of times in one inning. Might have broken his butt. I don't know what happened there. That looked painful. I don't know why he jumped. I don't know how he misjudged it the way that he did. I'm not sure which of Caleb Ort's pitch would qualify as the worst one, but I don't think he definitely didn't have it in the strike zone. We can say that. I think he had 3 pitches in the batter's box. That's how far out of the zone he was with those last couple of pitches, the last of which, of course, ending the game for the Astros. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. And I got to do it. I've watched a movie called Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Paul Rudd plays a character who's this surfer. He's a burnout surfer. And he offers our hero of the movie, Peter, some advice when going through hardship.
Okay, here's the deal. When life gives you lemons, just say f*** the lemons and bail.
Exactly. So the Astros are in timeout. The Astros are giving us lemons. Lots of lemons. They're in timeout. I'm not watching them until they score a run. I'm not watching today's game. First pitch, 12:10 in Detroit. Astros looking to avoid a sweep with Framber Valdez on the hill. I'm not watching. Especially when I'm getting the Bobby Slowick gaslight treatment after the game from Joe Espada. Very convenient that the game started so late, so I couldn't pull the audio from the post-game show. But here's what Joe Espada had to say about the Astros offense after the game. Quote, I think we're just going through a little stretch that good teams and every team goes through. Joe. It's been since 1985 that the Astros have been through this. I wasn't alive. I'm 36. We're getting closer to halfway to 37. Come on. Come on, dude. This team is going to hit. Well, they haven't for like a week. It's amazing that they are not 0-4 over this past week. It's amazing that they're still in first place by a game and a half. Thank you, Seattle Mariners, who continue to lose. Should be an opportunity for the Astros to gain ground in the AL West and definitely makes you a little nervous about what happens next. More from Gaslighting Joe. Quote, I thought that we had some good at-bats. We hit some balls hard. That play at the plate could have gone either way. I thought we competed and we put barrel on the ball and we couldn't do enough. Yeah. So the Astros are in timeout. Bleep the lemons and bail. It is the Paul Gallant Show. Hello and welcome aboard on this Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant. You got Sean Mapes behind the glass. You want to call in, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Also available on the brand new ESPN Houston app on iPhone and on your droids. So this afternoon, it's Framber Valdez on the hill. Framber's been struggling this month. He's got a 5.89 ERA in August. He did have a great performance to wrap up July with the 12 strikeouts. It ended up being a no decision as the Nationals won 2-1 in that game. Oh, another game where the Astros didn't score runs. I thought things were resolved to a degree at the trade deadline. Since then, he lost to the Boston Red Sox 6-1. He lost to the New York Yankees 5-4, a couple of disaster innings in each of those games featuring his trademark god-awful defense. And then, of course, you had this past Friday where the Astros lost to the Orioles 7-0. On Framber, a lot of people have been focusing on some of the things that Framber's been saying after Astros games these last couple of weeks. I do think that one of the signs that the Astros and Framber are headed for a divorce is that molehills are being turned into mountains, right? Mountain out of a molehill. Because some of the quotes, I went back and I looked at them, and some people are saying, hey, man, like Framber, maybe he's got to stop talking as much as he did. July 28th, he complained about outfield positioning in a game where the Nationals got a double due to the outfield positioning and the Astros ended up losing. He was justified there. He had 12 strikeouts in that game. August 3rd against the Red Sox, he blamed the wild fourth inning where he made an error on luck for the Red Sox. I don't like that. Excuses. Skin of a reason stuff with a lie. Clearly, he's never been in the Shorecrest Preparatory School weight room. August 9th, when the Yankees touched him up for 12 hard-hit balls, the most that he, I guess, has seen ever. Things happen in baseball, but I shouldn't have had a pitch clock violation with a 3-2 count against Aaron Judge. It was my bad. And then Friday, when asked about not backing up home plate in what was just trademark Framber Valdez not paying attention or being lazy defensively, something he has somehow never learned to fix. I felt like I should have been back there. I blame myself for that. I feel like the game should have been 2-0, but I can't control the fly balls that they hit. I can't control the throws. I can't control the other fundamental parts of baseball. Ooh, passive aggressive. It is through translator, so maybe, maybe not. But I 100% blame myself for not being back there in that one specific moment. So a little bit of deflection going on. And I think now that we know that Fromber's probably pitching his last month for the Astros, we're focusing on that and saying, ah, get out of here. And Fromber's probably looking at the Astros' lack of offense and saying the same thing. I am curious what happens today, though. Are we going to get a vintage Fromber performance to help the Astros avoid a sweep? Or are we going to see, one, Framber Valdez have a meltdown inning? There's been a lot of those recently. And or are we going to have Framber Valdez saying something passive-aggressive after the game? Very curious. Astros, Tigers, starting in a couple of minutes. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And on Twitch at ESPN 975. Can the Houston Astros perhaps have some help offensively in the near future? The latest on Yordan Alvarez and a couple of other potentially returning Astros. Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This weekend on ESPN Radio, fierce rivals go head-to-head as the hunt for October heats up.
Let's go light up the night.
Swing and a drive. Well struck. And gone! Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman and the Boston Red Sox face Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees.
Gone!
The Red Sox at the Yankees.
Game coverage begins Sunday at 5 with first pitch at 6 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
To the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call to text. I am not watching Astros Tigers today. I will not even provide updates. I know it's on right now. They're in timeout. When life gives you lemons, bleep the lemons and bail. When things get tough, just walk away. Just walk away. I threw a million drops at Sean because I got super, super TV show and movie reference-y last night. Mad Max, humongous, telling everybody that he's offering them peace.
Just walk away, and there will be an end to the horror.
And the horror is Astros baseball right now. It is brutal. Some people didn't like my song coming into the show. It was a variant on It's Been a While because it's been 28 innings since the Astros scored a run. It's Been a While by Stained. YouTuber SUMellow2K1 comments, dude starts off show annoying AF. You keep coming back, though. You know what might happen. I might break off into song and make you a little more cultured. Somebody else told me, shut the bleep up, other F-bomb. Okay, that word's back, huh? Trill O'Reilly says it's actually now 29 scoreless innings. Oh, God. See? Just stay away from the game and you'll feel better going forward. Just stay away. You're not going to be made happy by anything that happens in Astros Tigers today. You're just not. Unless they win the game 20-0, you're not going to feel better. And yeah, I'm saying 20. When you haven't scored in 3 of the last 4, and when you haven't scored in nearly 30 innings, and when you've also just gotten your ass kicked by a variety of teams over this past week, 14-1, 7-0, 12-0. I mean, at a certain point, if you're watching this product, it's on you. So, Just keep that in mind, okay? I'm trying to help you guys out. Bad products shouldn't be watched. And right now, yes, in August, it is a bad product. From the 832, don't worry. Once everyone comes back, the Astros will be better. Duh, I hope so. I really do hope so. From the 409, don't be softball. It's baseball. These things happen. Okay?
These things do happen.
They do happen.
I mean, they might not happen in 40 years, but they do happen.
They do happen, Sean. Usually not this often. In fact, it usually never happens.
40 years ago,
but
it happened.
It's happened twice in 50 years. So you do have that. Joe Spada says, I think we're just going through a little stretch that every team goes through. Okay. Great. Anyway, if you want to get in, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call the text. Twitch at HTX Rhino says they won't score 10 runs in the next 10 games. Trill O'Reilly asks, what's the major league record? We can make history. Major league record for longest stretch without scoring a run by a team. It's only giving me pitcher scoreless inning streaks. I guess they hide the bad stats on Google. So, sorry, we're not going to be able to get that in the next couple of minutes.
It's all the like, hey, yeah, I'm Tarek Skubal or whoever. Yeah, you know, right. Like, it's all, hey, this guy's good.
He is really good. Like, that's what's unfortunate about last night.
This one, it's.
Last night, you would have been able to make an excuse normally, but oh, wait, you haven't scored like any runs in the last week, and yeah, you're doing the worst thing that's been done by Astros bats since the effing 80s. And at least there was cocaine then, so you could explain away some of the struggles. Binge drinking, I think, was a bigger thing there. There was always the threat of nuclear holocaust courtesy of the USSR, the war on drugs. Like, there was a lot of stuff going down in the 80s. What's the distraction today? Oh, man, I'm really concerned about Gaza. It's just affecting my approach at the plate. Oh, God, the Ukraine situation, you know, bro? Andy's got a thought. 713-780-3776. Andy, what's up?
Yeah, it's not a thought. It's just some revelation. I mean, you know, the pitching staff in the last seven games have given up 48 runs. 48 runs where they give up 3.86 a game, which is about 27 runs they usually give up in a seven-run stretch. And then the batting average, this is real telling. You know, we're batting six in the major league with team average.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what run scored, what number we are at run scored.
Well, they were 21st yesterday, but I'm guessing they have dropped to like 22nd or something.
21.
Okay, they are still 21.
So, yeah, 6 in average, 21. That just tells you running with runners in scoring position. That I haven't researched that, but something tells me that number is
it's probably bad. It's probably bad, Andy. And we've been talking about the runners in scoring position a lot of this season, even when the Astros were healthy. And appreciate the phone call. I mean, we hope that things are going to get better when Yordan's back. But I mean, they just got an infusion of offense at the trade deadline, and while it was better for a couple of games, now here we are back again, wondering if that was just a small little blip in the season of offensive production. You have one last game against Detroit, then you got seven against the Rockies and Angels. So theoretically, you can fatten up over that stretch, but Andy's right there. And, you know, I can understand why there's a lot of focus on the Astros hitting coaches, Alex Cintron specifically. Going into this year, we were told that the Astros were going to have a more patient approach at the plate, that they weren't going to chase things. You could definitely argue that while they might have done that at first, they seem to have gotten away from it, especially when Dana Brown said today, and we'll do Down with Dana Brown at 1 o'clock, that he thinks that opposing scouts would say the Astros are pressing, which means you don't necessarily have to throw them their best stuff. Thomas has a thought on the Astros. Thomas, what's up?
Oh, my gosh, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's August. It's August. It's preseason. It's spring training for us right now. It's not even October yet. What are we freaking out about? Relax. We're just working through mechanics stuff. It's easy. It's simple. It'll be all good. I'll hang up to listen.
I mean, on one hand, Thomas might have been sarcastic there. On the other, Thomas might be one of those zealots for the Astros who still holds on to the idea that there is one thing that can will the Astros to a World Series.
God. God wills it.
Is this our? Is this our 40 years in the desert walking around?
It is. That's, it could be.
Where Moses wandering the
Jesus
desert.
Gives the toughest test to his toughest soldiers. Excuse me. Jesus gives the toughest test
to
approaching
fly balls
in extra innings. Same thing. You know, I might have confused the saying. 713-780-3776 to call to text. Tony the Handsome asks on Twitch, what else is on TV? Well, there's that Cowboys documentary. I haven't checked that out yet. Heard it's great. There's the Chiefs Kingdom documentary. Found out that's on ESPN Plus. I ain't getting that. Nope. They should give that to me for free, shouldn't they? At ESPN Houston? Alas, earwax. There's the SEC documentary. Finished that last night. Vanderbilt. That episode's awesome. Aggie episode? Too much yell leader. Little too much yell leader. Especially showing them practicing their script for the night. Like, someone, hire a comedian. There's a school of 50,000 people. Hire a comedian and give them better material, please. So those are some other things to watch. Sean Mapes was telling me about the new Alien TV show on Hulu during the commercial break. Sounds pretty good. Alien Earth. That's fun. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, yeah. Cowboys came out yesterday.
Okay.
I had to make the choice.
To watch Alien Earth instead.
Last night.
I get
instead.
It.
Yeah, but...
get away
I'll
from
try
sports.
To knock out a couple of those episodes. I think it's like a six or
I think
eight
it's seven.
Parter.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's weird. The documentaries now about sports are six or seven parters.
Yeah, or they're 45 minutes long. Like, there's no, like, in between.
Jason has a thought on the Astros at 713-780-3776. We'll push Astros ER back to 1245 because Soft Boys is coming up at 1230. Jason, what you got?
Well, we were trying to figure out who had the longest no scoring streak, and it's actually tied. The Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Athletics. The Cubs did it from June 15th to June 21st in 1968, and the Athletics did it from September 22nd to September 26th in 1906.
Okay, so one of these things hasn't happened in 60 years almost, and the other one hasn't happened in over 100 years. Okay, well,
These things happen.
These things do happen, you
also,
know?
That, those are like four games, and the Astros are at three.
You know what else happens? Meteors hit the Earth. Dinosaurs go extinct. That happens.
That happens.
By the way, the Tigers are up 3-0, so... It's bottom of the first. And it seems like Fromber is once again having a meltdown inning of sorts. Just don't watch. Oh no. I'm looking at the score. So we do not have it on the TV in the studio. One run scored via a single. Another run scored via a ground rule double. Guess what the third run was scored by? Half of the Astros' runs have been scored courtesy of this the last 2 days. A bad pitch. Wild pitch, Framber Valdez.
I was going to say error, Framber Valdez. I was close. It's close. Fielding error, not quite. Still a lot of game left.
There is a lot of game left, but that also means it could end up being a blowout based off of what we've seen from the Astros recently.
The Astros are due.
Yeah, because once the bullpen comes in, then it really gets out of hand. You know.
Sean Dubin shuts the door for somebody.
For the Astros chances of a comeback. Right.
The Astros mostly.
Day One Donna comments, woohoo, one loss closer to the World Series. I'm watching Hunting Wives. It's a quirky series. Hunting Wives, interesting. The Real Housewives of Hunters? Huh. Is it just them getting mad that they brought back another stuffed head? The hell are we going to put this pointed book? Charles?
Yeah. There's no place.
Yeah. Charles, we're out of room. We already have three freezers. You got to stop killing all these things. We got nowhere to store it, Charles. I don't know why he's Charles, but.
Yeah.
Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Those are your viewing options. The Astros stink right now, okay? They stink. They're in timeout. We'll tell you what's going on with Yordan Alvarez at 12:45. Who's been soft in the world of sports? Who's not been soft in the world of sports? That's up next in Soft Boys. You can nominate your Soft Boys. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
I know I put the Astros in timeout. When life gives you lemons, bleep the lemons and bail.
Just look it away.
We have an update. It is 5-0 Tigers in the bottom of the first. Framber Valdez still in the game. He's thrown two wild pitches. There are zero outs. Framber's line, 0 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, 3 walks. Oh, my God.
Just walk away, and there will be an end to the horror.
Oh, my God. This is pretty incredible. We might have to keep posted on this. This is just when the offense was doing historic things, Sean. Now Fromber's doing historic things on the mound.
Yeah, they've worked themselves back out of timeout by being an absolute train wreck that we're kind of rubbernecking at this point.
I saw a video.
5 runs, no outs.
That's really bad.
5 runs and a guy on third. No outs.
Right, I mean, it's going to be 6-0 in 5 seconds. Yeah, this is the kind of rubbernecking. I saw a video on TikTok yesterday. My girlfriend sent this. There is a tanker that blew up on the side of the highway, and this bozo pulls over thinking that since there is a lane between he and the tanker that he could record it. So he's in his car, and then he just gets out of his car and moves down to the side and starts recording it. And then the flames start going over his car, and his car's like basically melting. He's like, oh, damn, bro, I can't get back to my car, bro. And it's like, yeah, because you're rubbernecked. Nothing good comes from rubbernecking. It usually leads to more accidents or, at the very least, a slower point A to point B. Coog Blaze asks on Twitch, can they just get on the plane now and forfeit? St. Patrick 317 just said, Taylor Trammell is getting carted off the field.
Yeah, I pulled it up on my phone because I...
No way.
I was kept refreshing the ESPN app and nothing happened. And yeah, that's what led to the triple, it looks like.
You could make something up here and I would believe it right now. Okay, so at least the triple was the result of an Astros injury. Good luck
with that. Yeah, thank God.
That's training staff. Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, he just kind of jumps face first into the wall.
From the 281, can someone's abuela go rub the Astros with an egg to take away the oho? I mean, at this point, oh my God. This is an actual nightmare.
And now they're showing the play from last night.
What? Which one?
Tough couple days. Taylor Trammell.
Taylor Trammell? Okay.
Yeah. Been tough, less than 24 hours?
Okay, not to be confused with Jesus Sanchez breaking his butt. Texter asks, can you talk about the missed call at the plate? Listen, it was a bad call, but I mean, there's a lot of other issues going on right now to the point where I'm not going to focus on the umpires. I mean, yeah, he didn't get tagged, but come on. The Astros' lack of offense is in Fromber's head. It's been a half inning. Oh.
27 pitches. No outs.
No outs still.
Five runs and a guy on third.
From the 832, get Chaz up in the bullpen right now. Yeah, I'm with you right there. Another text. They need to give vouchers for 3 free El Tiempo margaritas at Daikin to drink the pain away. BVB09 says on the YouTube, Fromber didn't even try. He said, F it. Y'all can't score. I won't pitch good. I mean, a half inning to get there. I'm not going to make that kind of accusation, but
he hasn't gotten an out.
Max says this is one of the worst half innings of baseball for the Astros I've ever witnessed. Yeah, I mean, this is like 2014, 2013, 2012 stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Did aliens invade the stadium?
A ship full of aliens.
Mercifully killing everyone on the Astros?
No, the Astros have recorded an out. It was a chopper to paint. One out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Is this how Regis and Kelly felt on 9/11? I ask that because I watched that recently where they're trying to cover it with like a chipper attitude, and Regis just keeps on saying like, anyway, the weather outside. R.I.P. Regis was a legend, but jeez. I mean,
they don't tell you how to react to
this. No, they don't tell you how to react to this either. Anyway.
Single by Javi Baez.
Is it 6-0 now? Okay. Stop, boys. Let's get out of this.
Soft boys, soft boys, in a tough sitch, Ime Udoka thinks you're a bitch.
In honor of the time that Ime Udoka called LeBron James a soft-ass boy every Wednesday at 12:30 when the Astros aren't Chernobyling all over themselves, just a big old Hindenburg in their pants, we talk about who's been soft in the world of sports. Here's a punching bag. The media. I noticed this over the course of the last week. Did you see all of those local Astros reporters who were going after indirectly the Michael Schwabs and Bonda Tops of the world? Now, I get along with Schwab. I think sometimes that line between being a fan and presenting himself as a reporter gets blurred. But there's no denying he clearly knows somebody who is in the know. Much like Ben on the Top. There's no line blurred with Ben on the Top. Ben on the Top is one of the most insufferable Astros fans out there. I also get along with him. But I saw Brian McTaggart, who I also like, and Mark Berman, the OG of Houston sports media, who I also love. Like, I like all these people. I just want everyone to know that. I'm not trying to take any shots at anybody. He posted this on X on Sunday. Brian McTaggart sets the record straight about those knucklehead yahoos who don't have media credentials and are never in the locker room but act like they cover the Astros. This needed to be said for McTaggart, who said, real account, real reporter. Not someone who pretends to be a reporter but has no credentials. Smiley face emoji. Look, the game's changing. Being in the locker room definitely gives you access to information that you normally wouldn't get. But dismissing all the information that is being presented by people that actually have a pretty good track record, at the same time, it comes off as butthurt. It does. You can't. Things have changed, and now people that aren't traditional reporters can put things out there, and they might not have as good of a track record as actual reporters, but if you are right occasionally, does that mean that the stuff you put out is invalid compared to that of a reporter? We're middlemen.
Yeah.
People in this game are middlemen. If I'm out there reporting, that's all I am. I get to use the limited time that I have to speak with players, whether in the Texans locker room, Astros clubhouse, and I'm going to get the same information that everybody else that is there gets. So it's not like I'm providing anything necessarily that's unique. You could also get that information theoretically after the fact without having to ask any questions. Pretty damn easily. If all you got to do is have a DVR and watch the Space City Home Network postgame show, you know? So, it's a weird world we're living in. I think complaining about the world changing, and I find myself guilty of this from time to time too, I think is a little soft.
Yeah, it would also be something if these guys were wrong 3 weeks ago. They're right. Like, that's one where you just gotta, like, hey, you can still feel the way you feel about these guys not being in the locker room. But also, what they're reporting, A, were trade details that you don't get in the locker room anyway. And B, they're right. Like, they're right on that. You have to hand it to them. Like,
yeah.
You can feel some type of way about them not being credentialed media members. But what they're reporting on, you don't need a credential to report on. Same thing with, like, yeah. Pablo Torre. We talk about Pablo Torre a lot because he's doing a great job with this podcast. He's not credentialed to cover any of this, but he's doing reporting.
Yeah. Also, soft in the media, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith said, if I never speak to LeBron James again in life, I'm good. Dude, no one cares at this point. No one cares. I like Stephen A. I find him entertaining. No one cares.
Yeah.
Soft Boys continues. Who's soft in the world of sports? The Big 12 is thinking about punishing tossing items on the field, like the tortilla toss. In honor of that, I am wearing a Texas Tech tortilla toss shirt today.
I didn't put that together.
They will not stop us, Sean, from throwing things onto the field, right?
Right.
Texas?
Right.
Right?
Right.
They can't.
No, I
brothers
like,
in arms, like Texas
Dutch,
Tech.
Like Dutch in the start of Predator.
Exactly. Dutch and
Carl Weathers character.
Yeah, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers. It's Apollo Creed and Arnold.
Yeah.
In case you don't remember the movie Predator. Yeah, Texas and Texas Tech, brothers in arms when it comes to throwing things on the field. Throw West Virginia in there. The occasional battery. Listen, this might be a Big 12 thing partly due to West Virginia, too, because they have their moments as well. You know, those couch burners out there. Sounds like a slur when you say it like that. But look, Texas Tech throws tortillas on the field, and Texas throws bottles on the field and gets calls overturned when they need to.
Correctly, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this, the Big 12 rule, it, I think it's funny that's reported, and it's true, but it's reported as they have voted 15-1 to give teams two warnings for throwing items on the field during a game. The one dissenting vote was the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Hell yeah.
And
Rebels.
I do like that they're... Even they're saying even no, only two warnings. Like no, dude, we should get unlimited warnings. We throw tortillas every kickoff, not just the first one, all the time.
I read an article suggesting that telling Texas Tech to not throw the tortillas is only going to lead to more tortilla.
The
throwing.
First home game they have, I assume that's week one. I don't know if they go on the road to start the season, but. The amount of tortillas might block out the sun for a second
for sure.
Of just how many they're going to throw on that field.
And what if there's a false flag operation by another fan base that brings a bunch of tortillas in?
I mean, that's always the case of like, well, you get a call on the opposing fan base.
Yeah.
You just go undercover.
Do your part.
It would be tough to get to Lubbock.
That would be funny. That is true.
Insulated.
It would be funny if they started using video replay to determine, wait, was this a Texas Tech fan or was this somebody else?
Enemy of the state technology.
College football needs more breaks in the action and commercial breaks.
Yeah,
to review things like this. So it's definitely perhaps extra money for the Big 12 if they're starting to do that. Soft Boys continues. Anthony Richardson's agent. So Anthony Richardson benched. Richardson, for his part, handling it fairly well. Anthony Richardson's agent, Derek Jackson, said this to Stephen Holder about Anthony Richardson and the Colts. Quote, we have a lot to discuss. Trust is a big factor, and that is, at best, questionable right now. Yes, he subbed himself out in the middle of a game against a division rival on third down. It goes both ways. Trust is a big factor. That, at best, is questionable right now. Anthony came back and made the improvements in the area he needed to improve. And by all accounts, he had a great camp. Who, you? More from Derek Jackson. When the Colts needed a big play last year, whose hands did they put the ball in? Anthony's. Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
They have to. They have to put the ball in his hands every play, unless they're running a wildcat play.
When they needed small plays, too, they also put it in his hands and he overthrew a receiver.
I hate agents. This guy's an a-hole. Just a stupid a-hole. What a stupid statement to say. I don't know if we trust the Colts right now. Dude. Let Anthony Richardson try to earn his job back instead of being just the classic weasel greedy agent.
Like, I get it. I get whatever. You have to stand up for your client. But it can even just be like time will tell. Like, you know, the haters will be proven wrong type of statement. Not like, this is about trust and the lack thereof. It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
It's like,
Soft Boys continues, and we're going to add a new element to Soft Boys here, okay? It is, would the Texans flagship afternoon show consider this soft? New segment in the middle of Soft Boys. Here is Nebraska punter Archie Wilson, an Australian, talking about playing away from his family.
Yeah, I love it a lot. Yeah, I've got two little brothers and my mum and dad, and that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot and I miss them, but it's, they know this is what's best for me, and it's, it's good. I can still talk to them plenty over the phone, and they're coming here to see the first few games, so I'm looking forward to that.
2-6, Texas flagship today. Will they say that the punter for for Nebraska, Archie Wilson, Freudian slip there, is soft for crying because he misses his family who are thousands of miles away?
I think that I wouldn't be surprised if in the Nebraska locker room they're all snickering at him right now.
More, will the 6:10 afternoon show call this soft? Here is Jim DeShays, a broadcaster, talking about an injury to baseball player Miguel Amaya.
I don't know that I've ever wanted to cry for a guy more than I want to cry for Miguel Amaya right now.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing.
You got to think a lot of the guys who are working at that TV station are snickering at him behind the scenes.
I think yours was better. Anyway, that's a new segment. Will the Texas flagship afternoon show call a person that talks about crying a little bitch? Probably. More Soft Boys continues. Not soft? Tommy Pham, who got in a confrontation after flipping his bat upon getting walked. Here's what Tommy Pham had to say about that after the game.
You know, so I'll never start anything, but I'll be prepared to finish it. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting in the offseason, because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up. So you can take it as what it is.
And he just walked away. By the way, this is I asked Grock. Hey, Grock, give me a history of all the times Tommy Pham has fought someone or talked about fighting someone with succinct bullet points. Age 25, got in a fight with his stepfather who stabbed him. 2017, after being hit by a pitch, Pham said he wouldn't fight due to suspension risks. I don't make enough money to go out there and face a suspension. I'm not going to go out and fight. October 2020, stabbed in the lower back during an altercation outside of a San Diego strip club. Recovered. April 2022, challenged Luke Voit to a fight after Voit's slide injured Reds catcher Tyler Stevenson, offering, quote, "If Luke wants to settle it, I get down really well. Anything. Voit die. Whatever." May, a month later, slapped Jock Peterson before a game over a fantasy football league dispute involving rules and a meme. Suspended 3 games, fined $5,000, said he had no regrets because it was a matter of principle. August of 2023, engaged in a verbal altercation with a Padres fan heckling him. Told reporters, quote, "When someone comes up to me cursing at me like that, I could defend myself. I'm a very good fighter. I don't do Muay Thai, Kung Fu, and boxing for no reason." 2024, confronted Brewers catcher William Contreras after being tagged out at home, leading to words exchanged. Pham said, "There's a reason why I do all kinds of fighting in the offseason, because I'm prepared to bleep somebody up." Wow, it's just the same thing he says.
I was going to say, I was like, wait, we've definitely played this sound before. And I realized, no.
He just says this all the time.
That's his line.
April 2025, during a game at Angel Stadium earlier this year, reacted angrily to a fan touching him while retrieving a ball, made an obscene hand gesture towards fans, suspended a game and fined. June of 2025, involved in a verbal feud with 3 Tigers fans at Comerica Park, leading to 4 fans being ejected. Oh, hey. And then bat flipped after a walk in August of 2025 against the Blue Jays. He was upset that catcher Tyler Heineman complained to the umpire about the call. Benches cleared. Fan posted on X, bitching about a ball not being called a strike is disrespectful. So like I said, when I flipped the bat, F him. Tommy Pham, let's go.
Tommy Pham, ladies and gentlemen.
Not soft.
Definitely not.
Definitely not soft. One last one to wrap up Soft Boys. Not soft? Sketch? Yes. The streamer? The Houston Texans, I guess, endorsed streamer who also has a past in gay OnlyFans porn and maybe cosplaying as someone with mental handicap to get more views. Here is Sketch getting pressed by a Hispanic-looking fellow with a terrible haircut, quote, in the hood, end quote.
"You in the trenches right now, bro. You need to hurry up and get out of here. I didn't expect you to see here.
Well, I don't give a f***.
Yeah, I don't give a f***. Don't worry, I'm in the hills. I got a gated community. If you want to pull up, I'll tell you the gate code, though. You stay safe."
I didn't know Sketch had that fight in him. Now, again, this makes me question all of the mental handicapped cosplaying? Because, I mean, that's a pretty quick, witty response. He does seem to be pretty witty. That's why the streamers love him, right?
That's why he's good at it.
Yeah.
That he's smart.
Clapping back at this dude who is playing gangster.
You win the trenches while
recording Sketch getting into his car. That's an awesome response by Sketch. He gained a little street cred in my book.
Well, I don't give a bleep.
He doesn't give a bleep. He did gay OnlyFans porn.
Say what you want about him. He does not give a bleep.
He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. I kind of respect that about him, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are, if people are going to pay you to you know.
Money's money.
Do a little shaboinking? Yeah. Why are girls the only ones allowed to do it? That's kind of sexist. Sketch. He ain't soft.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I live in a gated community, but I'll show you the gate code. A couple other guys not soft as we continue to avoid talking about the Houston Astros, who did have a couple of runners on and did not score. 6-0, bottom of the second inning. Framber Valdez is still in the game, and get this, there's another guy in first base. Not soft. Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla flies coach. Hell yeah, dude.
The funniest picture I've ever seen.
Flying coach.
Not that he's flying coach. It's that someone tried to take a sneaky picture of him.
And
it's just a picture of basically everyone in the plane. And so you're like, oh, where's Mazzulla? And it's the guy who's staring daggers through the...
Into the lens. Yes.
Directly into, my face. It's like he's staring at me.
Yeah.
It's the most Joe Mazzulla thing ever.
I love Joe Mazzulla so much. That's my coach.
He is the best.
Mark Wahlberg. Hardo talks about what he would have done on a plane. You know who I trust to stop something on a plane? Joe Mazzulla.
I
want Joe Mazzulla on my plane flying coach. I feel very protected.
I was going to say, I'm not even joking when I say that I would feel safer while I was boarding, I see Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah. Like Tommy Pham, he fights. Like Tommy Pham, he doesn't care. there's something loose with Joe Mazzulla.
He wants to fight.
Yeah.
He wants
to. No, he's from Massachusetts. He is a asshole. Like, he's one of us. Like, he gets it. He will get into a fight that he knows he probably can't win. And also, Cam Jurgens, he spent his offseason training for his role as Eagle center by blocking cows. He's basically blocking cows. Hell yeah, dude. So there you go. That's Soft Boys every Wednesday at 12:30. How bad is the Astros' deficit to the Detroit Tigers now as we're in the second inning? That on the other side. Plus, what did Dana Brown have to say about the Astros? Please, something good. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at St. Arnold. Guys, you know that St. Arnold has a beer for everyone and that their beer garden is a place for everyone. Now, for private events, St. Arnold has a space for everyone. You can have your private event at St. Arnold, whether it's a wedding, a family reunion, a birthday party, a happy hour, a trade show, a corporate meeting, a holiday gathering, a celebration of life, why not? Small groups, big groups, they've got you covered. Up to 300 people with two different rooms. All of them have full audio and visual capabilities with projectors and screens too. Plus, and this part's important, a full in-house catering menu prepared by the St. Arnold chef. That dude rocks. They cook some really good food there. If you've ever been to the Beer Garden, the Beer Garden's got this chicken sandwich. Oh, it's wonderful. Had that on my birthday earlier this year. It was fun to celebrate my birthday there out in the Beer Garden. They also have beer for your event. I mean, it's St. Arnold's. Freshest St. Arnold beer in the world. Wine, cider, root beer as well. Book your event now. Holiday parties are coming up. Run out of spaces, so book while you still can. And if you're a listener of our station, all you got to do is say ESPN or my name, Paul or Gallant, and receive the brewery game package, which gives you dartboards, Jenga, cornhole, pool table, and a photo booth as well. Go to StArnold.com to sign up. Click on private events. That's StArnold.com. Click on private events and tell them Paul Gallant sent you by a beer for everyone. St. Arnold has a beer garden with a place for everyone, and now they've got a space for everyone. Go to StArnold.com and click on private events.
ESPN
97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch.
Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.